Red Wings coming to town. It's always great when an original six team blows in. Datsyuk, Zetterberg, they're damn good. Except in the shootout, the Red Wings are terrible this year. And that's really, they probably could be tied for first place if they were even average in the shootouts. Chuck Plinus joins us from Macomb Daily, a beat reporter for the Wings. And Chuck, it's funny. I was looking up Jimmy Howard. He's allowed 11 goals on 15 shots already.
Yes. And the joke around here is we're wondering if Babcock will ever decide to put him in a shootout and put in Mrazek, who's got their only win in the shootout this year.
And it's funny because I was looking at his previous years, and he was actually pretty good. Like, he only allowed 8 goals and 26 last year, but this year they are lighting him up. Meanwhile, the Red Wing players can't score. Are they trying to do more shootouts in practice? What are they doing?
Yeah, the beginning of the they hadn't practiced the shootouts a lot at the beginning of the year, and they didn't do it at all last year. And
thanks, buddy.
Since this trend is going of not doing well in the shootouts, at times they open practice with a shootout. They'll mix in a shootout midway through practice, or they'll end with a shootout in practice. But again, it's different for goalies because they're not going to be facing these guys in a shootout. So I think Howard's doing a lot of overthinking on his shot.
The Red Wings themselves, just, you know, everybody's all, oh yeah, eventually the Red Wings aren't going to be any good, and they just continue to make the playoffs, continue to succeed. Now, you've studied the Red Wings a lot. They've lost some free agents over the years. We had Ken Holland on. You know, he mentioned guys that had left, Sergei Fedorov, Hossa, et cetera. But Mike Babcock, this is a very different situation. I know, Chuck, they've said outwardly that they're not negotiating during the year. Do you believe that? And do you think Mike Babcock is going to leave and go where a lot of people think he'll go, and get a $4 or $5 million contract to help other coaches around the league?
My gut feeling, I think he's going to leave. I don't know for a fact, but I've heard that he's got a contract sitting there waiting for him to sign, which will make him the highest paid coach in the league. I know the Wings want him back, but I don't think they're going to – I think if he dangles them along too much in the summer, I think they're just going to move on and just let him part ways that way.
So you think he's actually going to go somewhere else?
My gut feeling is too. I mean, what is he waiting for? I mean, that's my question. He's got an answer for every question you give him. And, you know, they're not talking about it now. I mean, with the Randy Carlyle thing happening today, he kind of talked about it a bit more today. But he's holding it as close to himself as he can. But like I said, I've heard he's been made 2 offers, and he's not signed either one of them.
Do you know what the monetary value was of those offers?
We're hearing $3 million a season.
Okay. Because now I've heard that, you know, there's been some discussion and, you know, people look at it and everybody knows there's no salary cap on coaches, right? But I think Quenneville right now is the highest paid one at something like 2.75. And then they feel Mike Babcock on the open market could be like players on the open market and get $4 or $5 million, which would suddenly then change it for every other coach. And maybe, you know, that might be a part of it. And he's looking for a new challenge.
Yeah. And especially you go to a team like Toronto, who I'm assuming the pocketbook is wide open to sign a coach like Mike Babcock. I mean, yeah, he could hit a $4 million a year range going to a team like that.
Chuck Plinus joins us talking Red Wings. Chuck, the strength of this team, shootouts aside, you know, they've been very good in regulation. What's the best part about the Red Wings and what makes them a team you think that could maybe win the Eastern Conference?
For sure, it's their youth. I mean, their youth, they're kids that have come up and played last year, got them in the playoffs last year. I mean, the Gustav Nyquist, Thomas Tatar is leading this team with 16 goals, and Nyquist is second with 15. I mean, Zetterberg's got 9 goals this year. The other young kids, I mean, the kids that come up, Luke Glendening, I mean, he was undrafted, and he's now their fourth-line center. He'll be their fourth-line center for quite some time. And then you got a guy like Steven Weiss, who has had his injury problems, but this year, I mean, he's chipped in with 5 goals. He's got 12 points in 16 games, so he's really come on of late.
How's Nyquist playing this year?
Up and down. I think a lot of times, and Babcock will note this a lot, every time Nyquist plays with like a Zetterberg or a Datsyuk, he tends to not shoot as much as he does. When he puts him with the young kids like the Riley Sheehans and the Thomas Tatars, when you get the best out of a Nyquist, but he's still looking for a little bit. Babcock is looking for a little bit more out of Nyquist to be more of an everyday player, as he likes to call him.
Chuck, one last one. The Red Wings, between now and the deadline, What do you think they're looking for? What do they need if they actually want to go deep in the playoffs?
I think, I mean, if they can get their hands on a right-handed shooting defenseman that can play power play, that's their number one need. But they're not going to give up the Tatars, the Nyquist. I mean, you hear a lot about teams want this Dylan Larkin, who led, you know, Team USA in the World Juniors in scoring, or an Anthony Mantha. They're not going to give up those kind of guys just to get that. I think they'll just get by with what they have on the blue line. They also, I think, would need a top forward that can score. I mean, basically, it's somebody that can shoot right-handed that can play the point on a power play is what they're looking for. That's why they waited so long for Daniel Alfredson to make his decisions to finally retire, because they could have used him to play that point on a power play.
Jeff Petrie, playing for the Edmonton Oilers, a soon-to-be free agent, right-shot defenseman, grew up just outside Detroit. Hearing any rumblings that the Red Wings are interested?
You know, in the off season, we heard a bit, but we haven't heard much, not much anymore. I mean, you keep hearing the Tyler Myers stuff being thrown out there, but from what they're asking for, the Wings would never make a deal like that.
No.
No.
No. Wow. What are they? What now? Was that Mantha? I'm assuming was the main piece of that deal.
No, they were asking for Tatar, Larkin, and a first round draft pick for him.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Jeez. That's a lot.
Yes.
That is a lot for a guy who's, you know, become decent defenseman. I'm not sure he's back at that level he was when he was the rookie of the year. We'll see.
Not at all.
Chuck, enjoy the game. Appreciate your time.
Okay, anytime, man. Thanks.